This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Uma. We're joined now by Sean Tanis of the News Desk, usually for the market wrap, but today for a report on cyber drama, or at least that's what we're starting with, because reports are claiming that hackers have taken control of Media Prima's computer system in a cyber attack, and they're demanding millions of ringgit in ransom. What is going on?
Yeah, so basically The Edge broke the story today, and it seems they got the info from one of their trusted sources, claiming one Media Prima's system is currently locked out after the ransomware attack. So typically a ransomware attack involves like a malicious software that's programmed to block access to digital systems, and this includes the device itself and sometimes data. And once the victims pay the attackers, they will release the system. And the report says hackers are demanding 1,000 bitcoins to release access back to Media Prima. So 1,000 bitcoins today is about 26.4 million ringgit, and that's a lot of money. And it looks like we all need like a digital Liam Neeson or cyber Liam Neeson now for every company.
Really? A cyber Liam Neeson?
I don't know.
What? Because their system's been taken? Is that what you're going for?
Yes. I will find you. And I will hunt you down and I will kill you. But the source, but this is a serious issue, right?
Yeah,
so, what is interesting, it can happen to individuals as well as corporations, right? So what happens to individuals, sometimes they'll target someone like your mom, and then they will just be like, well, if you know your computer's locked down, if you want access to all of your photos of your grandchildren and all that stuff, you better pay us like a few hundred bucks or a few thousand bucks.
That's
right?
Really playing with emotions.
And then when they attack corporations like this, 1,000 bitcoins is a lot of money. Now, the source says that Media Prima has decided not to pay the ransom because they do not negotiate with terrorists. Did the company comment about these claims?
Well, they declined to confirm or deny whether there was an attack. That's usually an indicator depending how you interpret things.
Right.
But the source claims that the attack happened last Thursday. So it's been a few days where the staff, they allegedly are unable to use in-house email system. So apparently they've migrated to another email system. The source, however, didn't confirm if the company's data was breached. We are still in the process of reaching out to them for comments. But according to the Star Media Prima Group MD, Datuk Kamal Khalid refused to comment about this, and instead he told them to get in touch with the company's corporate comm department. So if there's any update, we'll bring it to you in the bulletins later today or tomorrow morning. And looking at the stock today, Media Prima closed down 1.2% at 40.5 cents.
Sean, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.